Y'all win.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Live, Ashburn, Virginia. Commanders training camp. All your training camp coverage brought to you by Paul Henry's Window Installation. Leadville, we got some housekeeping to take care of. Leadville, we just sent Jeff to Popeyes. Do you think he'll be able to handle this mission?
Yeah, he won't. Even,
no.
He don't want that.
You think Jeff will mess? Now the Jeff parking pass situation actually went pretty well, but it went pretty well because Derek's on top of stuff, not necessarily Jeff.
I don't
also,
think
it went well because I have my parking pass back.
Have you guys considered how long this is going to take? It takes Jeff about 25 minutes to get to Bonchon and back, and Bonchon is in the same building as us.
But that's not no ladies walking along the street that he can try and flirt with.
Yeah, now from here to where the Popeyes is, he's driving. He also, Lamphill, Jeff keeps asking to use me or B's car when he goes to get lunch.
Like, come on, because he's driving. He ain't putting miles on his car. It had 100,000 when you bought it.
Right. The mileage is driving from his house to Ashburn, not from the facility to Popeyes. It's 1.6 miles away.
Yeah, that Popeyes is close.
I think we should also make everybody aware that B-Mitch and Lamphill cooked up a little scheme.
His name was Fat Town and Mall, so we had to make sure we sent it out to the peeps. So Mitch, what did we came up with?
This Lamphill is gold-blooded. Lamphill got ChatGPT to make a image of Jeff
as Fat Tana Moss.
Fat Tana Moss. I'll show everybody on the stream.
He said who he was, so we just wanted to make sure we posted correct.
Oh, that's tough. That is just tough. We talked about this before. I continue to be really impressed by Jaden Daniels, both in his on-field capabilities and his off-field demeanor. Jaden Daniels talked about just kind of being a level-headed dude and how he keeps it as such.
How are you able to compartmentalize all of that and keep it in perspective at your young age?
Yeah, I think it's just kind of...
I can't do it now.
Yeah, I think it's just the humility part. Being grounded and never being letting your ego, especially the quarterback, when we always say trick your egos at the door.
Gotcha.
And that's like the main thing that they heart, because everybody has egos. Everybody is selfish in their own ways. As human beings, I mean, that's just human nature.
Right.
But for us, it's like, okay, how can I just go out there and take that away from me, push the ego out the way, and how can I be able to grow and get better? Because I still got so much to learn, and I'm striving to be a perfect player. I mean, if people were perfect players, everybody would play in this league.
Boom. How much did your mindset change playing in the NFL? Like,
not. It didn't. I mean, I came into this league as this overly determined, crazy person, and I think I'm still that person. And I think when I got in the league, I got a little bit more like that. But you begin – I think people don't change when they get in the league, per se, unless you've been a fake your whole life. You know what I mean? Like, Jaden is who he is. That's not going to change. And he's had success doing how he's been doing it. What he did last year, you think he's going to change who he is now? He's going to become more of that person, you know? And I think that same way it worked with me. Like, I was always determined, and I believe. And I think a lot of times those people that have gotten along, gotten by not doing much, they keep doing that, and it catches them eventually.
I totally agree. I mean, one question I've gotten a lot that I just think is – silly is this notion of a sophomore slump, regression, whatever you want to call it, right?
Uh-huh.
And I just think generally that stuff doesn't really happen. Now, people could twist numbers around and say he regressed if they don't, you know, win as many games or his touchdown production is a little further down. But, like, generally to me, dudes that regress – one, injuries can always be a factor, right? But removing that, it's people that don't put the work in.
Yeah.
And I have zero thought that Jaden doesn't put the work in. He's a football terminator. It's all he's programmed to do.
See, I kind of compare him with the C.J. Stroud. Everyone that says C.J. Stroud had a sophomore slump, they're lazy. They haven't looked at what transpired around him.
Right.
You know, if you lose both of your receivers and your offensive line is not as good, yeah, you might have a slump. But you know, it wasn't your fault. You know what I mean? And I don't think he really necessarily had a slump. It's just that they didn't play as well as a team as they did the year before. They were still in the playoffs. I think they got a victory as well.
Yeah, they won.
So what's the slump? If he had not made the playoffs and probably fell flat on his face and had both of his receivers there, I can understand that. But I think that that's just something people put out there, and it's not automatic. It's not 100%.
I totally agree. I think Jaden is just Jaden, and that's just who he is and how he's programmed, and I don't think it's going to change. I really don't, man. Now, I do think not having 17 could have an impact.
Yeah.
I think that's something that's real. That is not a perceived conversation.
Yeah.
Now, Lamville put the Terry situation into ChatGPT.
ChatGPT, boy, they talk a lot of stuff, boy.
ChatGPT on the Terry McLaurin situation. If the Commanders don't sign Terry McLaurin to a contract extension, the fault would primarily fall on the front office. GM Adam Peters, it's his responsibility to manage the roster and cap. Letting a top leader and consistent performer walk, especially when he still has prime years left, would be a clear front office failure. Ownership, if budget restrictions, long-term vision conflicts, or organizational dysfunction play a role. Coaching staff, scheme fit. If the offensive vision undervalues what McLaurin brings, then part of the blame goes to the staff. I don't think any of those will happen. Like, I don't know. If the Terry deal does not get done, on some level it is an organizational misstep, somewhere between misstep and failure. Depending.
I mean, if you want people to believe in what you say, you can't say it and they don't live up to it.
Right, especially about this dude. I will say, though, and maintain that I am very happy Harris is not getting involved. Ownership getting involved in football decisions is how we got into this mess.
Yeah.
Ownership picked
up. Yeah, but I think, like, if an owner gets involved, every owner that gets involved doesn't end up like Dan was. I don't think this group has that in them to be like that. If they were to get involved in a sense to just get things along the way or say, look, I don't have a problem with it, that's okay. But to every time any player comes in that you liked, you had to say something. I know what you're saying. That was wrong with Dan. Believe me.
Right. And it's a great point because there's a huge point in ownership involvement. They're going to hand out, even if this thing lands lower than people think, Terry's going to get at least $50 million guaranteed, right? Like, any owner that's cutting a $50 million check is going to want to know what's going on. And it's one thing, say they get, I imagine the Harris camp is asking for updates. Hey, what's the latest? And getting updates. And if this gets to mid to late August and Harris is like, all right, man, let's pay what we need to pay and get this done, I think that's okay. I think it's more about picking favorites and trying to determine who does what and how it all shakes out. And that, I don't believe, is what the Harris group is going to do. When we come back, I want to go around the NFL. A wild story out of Pittsburgh. Got to hear some Dan Quinn audio specific to the Terry situation. Nobody go anywhere. B. Mitch and Finley on the Fan.
Hey, it's Brian and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds, plus you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
Bro, you know how good it feels to go home after a long day at camp? And just, I sit in the basement, which is the coolest part of my house, and that Rood system is just cranking. Dude, it feels so good. I take a cold shower, come out of there, sit around on the couch, air dry with the lights off.
That's a little bit of TMI, dog.
Oh, which part? The cool
Rood system? All the air dry stuff.
Rood's variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in extreme conditions like the DC heat. Comfort and performance perfectly balanced. B, you got to tell them about the cash, baby.
Oh, yeah.
You can qualify for federal tax credits up to 2 G's on heat pumps through 2032. Check out Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, JP, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
There you go.